This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Georgia health officials have halted vaccinations at a site administering the Johnson & Johnson shot after 8 people experienced adverse reactions. However, experts say it doesn't seem to be an issue with the vaccine. AP's Julie Walker reports.
3 other states also temporarily shut sites down. Dr. Amy Baxter at Georgia Medical College says it's not the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that's the issue here. It's that people taking it are more prone to fainting.
There's no problem with the J&J vaccine. There's no problem with safety. It's just that we have made it easier for people who don't like needles to get vaccinated with only one shot.
She says those people go for the J&J vaccine.
The vaccine is very safe, and tiny minor side effects are nothing compared to the risk of dying or prolonged illness.
Or Dr. Baxter says problems we don't even know COVID causes yet. I'm Julie Walker.
Thailand plans to install 10,000 field hospital beds in Bangkok, according to a health official, as the country strains to cope with a third wave of COVID-19 infections. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
There are so many cases of coronavirus in Thailand's capital, Bangkok, that at least a dozen of the hospitals have stopped testing. They say it's due to a lack of kits and capacity as the country struggles to cope with a third wave of infections. Authorities say hospitals are reluctant to test because they must admit people if they test positive. 10,000 field hospital beds are being hastily set up. The current surge appears to be the country's worst yet. Bangkok, the epicenter of an outbreak, has seen cases climb from a few dozen to several hundred a day.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. This is VOA News. Myanmar security forces killed more than 80 anti-junta demonstrators in the past few days, according to reporting Saturday, as activists demanding the restoration of the ousted civilian government again took to the streets in the southeastern part of the country. Myanmar Now News, witnesses, and the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners said the killings occurred when government troops fired grenades at protesters in the city of Bago, about 65 kilometers northeast of Yangon, Myanmar's largest city. Demonstrators protesting the February coup returned to the streets on Saturday. Crowds marched in the township of Longlon as well as nearby Dawei City. At least 8 people were killed by security forces in Dawei since protests began against the coup in February. Commemorations and condolences continued to flood in from around the world to mark the passing of the United Kingdom's Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. AP's Karen Chalmers has details.
The Australian Defence Force began its salute outside Parliament House in Canberra as it fired the traditional 41 shots in tribute to the Prince. As a member of the Commonwealth, a group of 54 countries headed by the monarch, Australia was invited to honour Prince Philip. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, reached out to the Queen on what he called a very sad day.
Let us be there now for you, Your Majesty.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said he would be fondly remembered for the encouragement he gave to many young New Zealanders.
For over 50 years, the Duke of Edinburgh Awards have connected him to thousands of New Zealand young people.
Tributes also came in from the leaders of China, Malaysia and the Philippines. Karen Chavas, London.
At least 7 people were killed after a magnitude 5.9 earthquake struck off Indonesia's Java Island on Saturday, damaging hundreds of buildings in several cities, according to the country's Disaster Mitigation Agency. The afternoon quake hit offshore about 45 kilometers southwest of Malang City in East Java, damaging hundreds of homes as well as schools, government offices, and mosques across the region. The European Mediterranean Seismological Center said the quake struck in the Indian Ocean 91 kilometers off the southern coast of East Java. It had a magnitude of 5.9 at a depth of 96 kilometers. The deadly quake comes as the Southeast Asian nation reels from a cyclone that killed more than 200 people in the eastern part of the archipelago and neighboring East Timor this week. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.